And that connection with the older traditions is what this about. This show has always been about, and people who are bringing it into the current era, and people who reach back and really dig into those styles. In that light, we tried to get Hugh Farr of the Farr Brothers and the Sons of the Pioneers, but for various reasons, he couldn't make it. But then we discovered, Raymond Selby. Grew up in Casper, Wyoming, listening firsthand to Hugh Farr, who had retired to that part of the country. Raymond learned to play locally from a man named Jack Blakely, a local old-time dance fiddler, and Raymond played with his father's band. Raymond picked up quite a few of those blues, the Bluebird Blues, and the wonderful old square dance tunes. Oh, there they are. My gosh. The band is called Far and Away, F-A-R-R, as in the Farr Brothers. Raymond's been featured on a Northwest Folklife release, the Washington Traditional Fiddlers Project, which I had the pleasure of working on in the 90s, Volume 2, and you can still pick that CD up at the store down there or order it otherwise through Folklife. He'll be accompanied by Al Troop on the guitar, Dan Sullivan on the bass, and they are, as I say, three quarters of Far and Away. And if you want to hear more about this music, I mentioned the Voyager Records and anything connected to the Northwest Folklife. This Washington Old Time Fiddlers Association has a series of releases out now of local fiddlers, documentation, a book series, the Evergreen Fiddler Tune Book, where you can listen to a CD recording of some of the old fiddlers and younger fiddlers, and transcription. So anybody learning to play this music, and I think many of you come here as musicians as well as just come here to be entertained. You come here to learn about the music. And how many of you actually play? Do any of you people play the fiddle around here or play music? Gosh darn. Why am I not surprised? Come down 4:30 at the Northwest, wherever the jam sessions are, McCaw Hall. I'll be hosting a session of old-time Northwestern tunes. I think we're ready. Raymond Selby and friends.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was a tune written by Hugh and Carl Farr called Oompa Rag. I don't think it was written for tuba, though. But they did a lot of their own songs, which were completely different than the cowboy music or Western music popular in the 30s that the Sons of the Pioneers did. And I like doing a more or less swing stuff that they played together. We'll be working on a bunch of new tunes later this summer, and hopefully we'll get in and cut a new CD this winter. That's our plan anyway. Another tune that I used to play at old dances around the country in Wyoming, they asked for polkas a lot, and I didn't know any of the accordion polkas, so I played this one called Harvester. Didn't write just fiddle tunes. He wrote one of the nicest ballads, that one of the prettiest things I've ever learned to play, called Heart to Heart. And so we'll slow it down a little now and do that one for you. Thank you. Thank you. Of course, Hugh did play a lot of fiddle tunes, but he played them in his own kind of swingy way, and consequently, I could play them in kind of a swingy way, too. We're going to do an old square dance number, Wagner Hoedown. Am I growing taller? Is this mic falling down here? I was going to have to play between my knees there for a minute. Oh, what do we have next on the list there?
Skinner.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where the name of this song came from. It's Skinner Sock in the key of F. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You that play guitar, you probably noticed there was more than three chords in that. And Al does a wonderful job on it, too. Let's, we got a...
Less than a minute.
Let's, I want to play a little bit of the first song I ever played in this theater. And it's on that CD that Stuart mentioned before, in F, Texas Crapshooter.
Thank you.